This is Chris.
Hey, Chris. This is John with Local Splash.
Hey, how's it going, John?
Hi. I was following up. I received a request from our customer service department to have me reach out to you.
Yes.
Okay. It seems that there was like... Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Go ahead. No, I'm sorry.
No, it just looks like there was like a discrepancy with the site, and then something happened with like Town Square on a three-way call, I guess, on the 15th, about 6 days ago.
Sure. I'm not quite sure what that is. No, so my business partner and I were sitting down with a guy that, you know, we used to play soccer with, you know, 8 or 9 years ago or something. And this guy, he actually does, you know, he builds websites and everything like that. And then, so we're having a drink and some food with him, and we just brought up the website that you guys had built. And he's like, dude, I've seen this before. And a couple of days later, he got a hold of us, and there was like 30 plus websites that were identical to the one that you guys did. The only difference was our name. Otherwise, the wording, everything that you clicked on, it was identical to all these other companies that were out there. And that's not what we need. So we haven't taken any leads off of you guys. We haven't done anything through you guys yet. So my business partner kind of jumped on my ass because I was the one that decided to use you guys. And he said, no. He's like, we're not going to use them. We're going to use, you know, this other company that he used for one of his other businesses that I also used for my other business in the past. And they're a homegrown company right here in Texas, right here in Houston. And that's what we're going with. They've already built a whole new site for us that they've walked us through step by step. We've seen everything that they've done. There's nothing that matches it out there in the world. So yeah, we're gonna cut our ties with you guys on this one. I got quite an ass chewing over it actually. So yeah.
Did you let your partner see like your service agreement from us?
No. Why?
Because the my site that we built for you, we charge you $0.00 for.
I mean,
100% free in the service agreement. What you paid for was the local bundle and Facebook ads, and then right there, you know, there's $1.99 for local bundle, $100 for Facebook ads, $0.00 for the my site. It's a free site I gave you guys.
It's a site.
For those are people who don't pay for a site, then we just put together a template for you and we give it to you. If you want a custom website design and you want to spend money on having a graphic design team build you a custom website, we do offer that. But when I found you, you didn't have a site, so I threw that in for you as just it's free. It had nothing to do with the actual like service agreement, and that's not what you were charged for. Yeah.
Well, his other company, because he owns the Houston Bulls, which is the professional soccer team here in Houston, the professional indoor team, they built our whole Facebook webpage. They did all of that, which was also free of charge to us.
We didn't charge you to build your Facebook page either. It's Facebook ads. Okay. So it's actually running the ad. We didn't charge you to build your site. So that's why the service agreement is we sent to you in writing, document exactly what we're doing and what we're charging you for. And we have you sign off on that at point of sale, you know. And I do have that here where you signed off on it, Christopher T. Taylor. But it tells you Facebook ads, not to create your Facebook business page, right, but to actually run the ads on for that business page, which directs traffic to that business page for people who look up what you do. And then same concept with your local bundle. That's doing the local SEO services for you so that you show up for the keywords and services they provide, assuming that you go through the verification process and everything. So I think there may be a misconception there because your guy's going, hey, I can build you a better site, and like you can't build a better site for $0.00. You know, if you're paying for it, yeah, then of course, you know. But that is a generic template that we do give to people who don't have a site, and so that's what you're seeing is 35 businesses that were handed a website for free to go along with the service so that they didn't have nothing there when customers are clicking on that website icon. It's not actually required to even have a site at all to do the local SEO anymore. We can just get into the back end of your Google business profile and start doing the optimization from there once we complete your verification and everything. So you're still in the process of even like completing your verification. And the reason I wanted to reach out to you is because they're telling me, hey, there was a cancellation and refund request. And I know that with the service agreement, you know, we put that in place for a reason, and we have you guys sign off on that before we start working on anything, before we submit Google verification, before we send off the forms, all that stuff, before we do a client interview. And that's to cover our end, you know, because it does take time. It does, you know, it costs money in order to do what we're doing here. And so, you know, I could deactivate it if you're making the decision right now, like, hey, I don't want to move forward with this. I'm not willing to evaluate it at the end of the month or even consider continuing to use the service. I can cancel it, but they won't let me issue a refund on the first month's payment just based off what's already been done.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. We'll just deactivate it or whatever you need to do. That's fine.
Okay, I'll send you the cancellation confirmation, and then we'll relinquish the access from the manager perspective on your Google business profile to you. So we'll send that all over to you with the confirmation of the cancellation. But I'm sorry it couldn't work out. I mean, you're only 2 weeks into it. You know, the major benefit to you in all this is the first page placement, regardless of how great the website looks. If you're not showing up at the moment the customers are doing the search, it's not really going to make you much money. And you did obviously jump on board with us to solicit that space. And so having the website that your buddy's building and still continuing to do the optimization will put you guys in a good spot to generate return on investment. I know no guy out there in Houston, Texas is going to be a premier Google partner or just in Texas in general, because we're all here in California. The Google Partner Program is a public site that you can go to. It's google.com/partners. And you can verify, you know, Local Splash is a premier Google partner. So we're literally the highest rated Google partner in the United States. And then there's two other premier partners. So it's like, as far as your business getting optimization and getting maximum amount of exposure and putting yourself in position to get as many phone calls as possible, that's what we're working on. And that's what this is. And obviously canceling that and going with another company, regardless of, you know, if they're building you the site or not, it's not a great deal. I mean, anything from here is down, I guess I could say, from a marketing perspective. So that's why it's something I would definitely want you to consider, you know, before you, like, discontinue it. If they fill it with another competitor in the area, you're basically relinquishing a billboard on the side of the freeway, you know, for lack of better words, where people are able to see you at the moment that they're looking for what you do. You know, that's really the value of the service and what you're paying for, you know, and you're already halfway to getting there. You're canceling it before you've even seen that come to fruition, you know. So
yeah,
from a return on investment perspective, the kind of work you do is like one job each month will offset that $299 a couple times over.
This is just the route that we're going to go for right now. Now, what we do in the future, I mean, if we end up going back with you guys saying, hey, this is something that we need to do, then that's what we'll do. But for right now, for what we've got lined up, we just don't need it.
Gotcha. So local listings, just so you know, they're based on availability. Once we cancel you, we can't, like, do a local listing with you again in the future just because of that. But you could still do, like, Google Ads or even enroll in our Google Guarantee program later. Those are pay-per-click and pay-per-lead campaigns. So it is a bit different than these local listings. These local listings are based on availability. So, you know, once you start soliciting a spot within the Google Partner Program, you know, we close out the category. We're only allowed to have three per industry per area. And that's what you have with us with one of these spots. But again, once you cancel it, I won't be able to reactivate a local listing with you later on. It would have to be like a separate program like Google Ads or Google Guarantee.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. I just want to let you know that. So we won't be reaching out to you in the future regarding like local campaigns, basically the Google Places guys next to the map. But you still can save the contact information. If you guys want to contact me and you say, hey, you know, you had a change of heart. We did our research and we decided we want you guys to do Google Ads or something like that. You know, I'd be happy to help you.
Okay. I appreciate that.
All right. Well, I'll send you the cancellation confirmation on the account. I'll deactivate it from all future payments, and then part ways as friends. We'll give you the full access to the Google Business profile and all the credentials.
Awesome. I appreciate it, man.
All right, Chris. Well, thanks for your time. Sorry it didn't work out.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.